Going Through My Daughter's Purse by Catherine Solomon, read by Nora Smith. It's a nice purse, deep purple, eggplant, I think, leather, with maybe a dozen pockets and zippered compartments, inside and out. That made it hard for me to find her car keys when I needed to take them away from her all those times. There's no cash, no wallet, no checkbook, but maybe her daughter, who's only 12, will want the purse one day. There are three lipsticks, dark, maroon, plum, and a deep magenta. One small tube of concealer, her last deposit slip, a metal clamshell full of plastic cards, New Hampshire driver's license, Sutton Free Library, Evans Express Smart Rewards, a debit card, three partly used Target gift cards, remaining credit noted in ink, along with some worn paper ones, Social Security, mini birth certificate, and a new one with the name of a mental health practitioner. I'll keep those for now. We might need them. Her daughter needs her mother, but will have to make do with a dad and friends, maybe a special teacher who will recognize her strengths, and me, her grandmother, here for as long as I can be. There are half a dozen pens, but no notebook, a velvet bag with polished stones, blue, white, black, purple, pink. I can name that one. Pink quartz. Another velvet bag, full of only Halloween earrings, spider webs and bats, pumpkins, skeletons and ghosts. How bizarre. It's August now. She died on the first day of June. Maybe she'd been thinking about a picnic. Three packets of salt, two honey straws, six plastic spoons, two plastic knives, a crumpled bunch of paper napkins, a few band-aids. You know, in case she might trip on a tree root, or over a half-buried rock at the shore of Kezar Lake, where the picnic tables wait in the August sun.